Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. We are picking up where we left off yesterday, and we've been looking at something supernatural changing our lives. The healing power of God's Word is yours today, but not just healing power, power for everything else you have need of. And so we started looking at that, and we looked at Psalm 107, which is our text scripture, verse 19. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and He saved them out of their distresses. He sent His word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. That's verse 20. And so we can see right there that God saved them, He healed them, and He delivered them. That's us He's talking to today. And those are the three great acts of God's mercy and also His amazing love that He has for us. And so we started to look at the Roman centurion, not even in covenant with God, and how God spoke of him, saying, this man understands something supernatural, and he's got more faith than everyone else I've met, basically is what Jesus said, because he understood the word, the power of the word, and the power of the authority of that word. And so I want us to pick it up today, but remember, you can receive your healing today. You can receive your victory today. As I'm preaching the word, I'm sending the word. You receive the word. You act on the word. You believe the word. You agree with the word of God, and God can change any circumstance, any situation around in your life today. So let's pick it up right now, and let's build our faith up and build up our knowledge in Christ.
Faith of what I'm preaching from the word of God is coming to your life right now. Amen. I'm serious. It's coming to you right now. You can even get your healing right now because He sent His word. I'm sending His word. I'm speaking His word. I send it. And in 1 Corinthians, it says, He believed and therefore He spoke. We, having the same spirit of faith, also believe and therefore speak. Amen? All right, now watch here. So it says here, He said all that He had to say. Jesus spoke in the hearing of His people. Look at Romans 10:17. So then faith comes by how? And hearing what? The word of who? What am I reading to you? What are you getting? And what does that mean? Your faith is rising. Correct? And without faith, you can't please Him. And without faith, you can't get healed. And without faith, you can't prosper. And without faith, you can't get saved. Right? So what's coming to you right now? Faith. In fact, every one of you, before you got saved, you heard about salvation.
Yeah. Yeah.
I did.
Yeah.
I thought I was saved for 20 years. And then I went to a church like this, and I heard Him preach the word, the word, the word. I jumped up and I ran to the front to get saved. I'd never heard the word because I was a Catholic and it was in Latin. So I don't blame the priest. I blame me. I didn't know Latin. I tried in one term at school and I got 3% and I gave it up. And all I can say is, e pluribus funky. E pluribus uno. Okay, so now watch ya. So if that's the case, faith comes by hearing, and the hearing of the word of God, what does not hearing mean? If faith comes by hearing, not hearing means no faith. Come on, get it. If faith comes by hearing the word of God, then not hearing the word of God means I'm not getting the faith I'm going to need. And I'm going to need faith to survive and live the life that I need to live. and overcome all the problems that are going to attack me and every sickness that tries to attack me. I better have the word in my spirit man. I better eat, speak, read the word. When you read your Bible, you might think I'm silly. I read it loud. Out loud. I don't mean I shout it. I just read it loud. I'll say something like this. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So what I'm doing is I'm reading the word and I'm hearing me say the word. Amen. I'm hearing the word. Amen. I'll do whatever I can to get more faith. Or to grow my faith or to exercise my faith. Amen. All right. So now we can look at Romans 10, verse 14. Look at this now. But how can they call on Jesus to save them unless they believe in him? And how can they believe in him if they never heard about him? And how can they hear about him unless someone tells them? He sent forth his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. People heard the words of Jesus. You're hearing the word of Jesus right now. That's why he says the harvest is plentiful. What does that mean? People need to be saved. There's plenty of people that already, but the laborers with the word are not enough. They're too few. Let me tell you what, the harvest for healing is plentiful, but there's not enough laborers talking about healing. Listen, the harvest is plentiful for prosperity financially, but the laborers are few. They're not talking about it because they're scared to mention money in church. We're scared to mention sex in church. Why? This is where you should learn, not from Google or Dr. Woof. You've got to learn from the Word of God. But there's not enough laborers. And many laborers are not bringing the actual Word of God. They bring in mindsets and doctrine that they've got, which doesn't always line up with the Word of God. But if you don't know the Word of God, you'll never know if they're right or wrong. And if they're wrong, it could cost you your life. Woo, Jesus. Amen. Amen. All right. So watch here. And how can they hear about him unless someone tells them? I'm telling you now. I am telling you right now. You can get healed right now, here, today. Amen. In fact, I would refuse to leave this place until I'm healed. I'm serious. I'm absolutely serious. Well, how can you say that, Pastor? I've lived it. Ask my family. I have lived it. I have lived it. Amen. And I'm still living it. And I confess it. And I believe it. And I walk in it. And I speak it. And I proclaim it. And I decree it. And I declare it. And when I hear a lie, I reject it. Because every lie, A little bit of leaven can contaminate the whole lump. And you hear one guy just saying, well, God's not healing today. Boom, you got that, you're done. It makes everything else in your faith for healing null and void because you got that little bit of a seed. The devil knows if I can get seed in you, it's going to grow. Amen. So he'll come with people well-meaning sometimes or just ignorant to the fact of the truth, and they'll say something, and if you're not versed in the word of God, you will not say, now hold on, that doesn't line up, I reject it. And if you don't reject a false word, you're going to end up in trouble. How many of you ever heard that God's not healing today, or healing died with the apostles, or healing's not for today? We all heard that. I heard it many times. From many people. Some people haven't even heard about healing. I never heard of tithing in my life. I was broke. I'm not joking. I was broke. I never heard of tithing. In fact, I never heard of God's love. But once I started to hear God's love and tithe and offerings, now I am victorious in those areas. I got saved. I give my offerings. We're living good. Thank you, Jesus. We're able to do more than we could ever do with our finances. That this church, that Synergy, the other school on Oleander, you think that costs us peanuts and we look like monkeys, so they gave us nuts? No. Or they say, well, you're a pastor. You can fly for free. You can have the building for free. You're a pastor. You're doing good works. You're going to start a school. We'll give it to you for nothing. Come on. No. There's more attack on us because The devil knows we're going to do something worthwhile, teach about Jesus in the school, in the church, and anywhere else we go. And feed, how many? Over 68,000 no-charge meals this month. Over, a big round of applause for Synergy. Over 68,000, broke the record. 68,000 no-charge meals. That school did. Come on. Think the devil likes it? No. So we had to believe, and we had to learn about tithes and offerings, and we had to actually operate in the system. And since we've been doing that, I'm telling you, I've done it now. I can't remember when I started. And God's just so good. Amen. So it's vital. It's necessary that people hear the word of God preached and taught. It's vital, because if you don't, you can't get faith. And if you can't get faith, you can't get healed. It's just that simple. When you got born again, I'm telling you, I heard a man standing up. I didn't know this. And he said, except a man or woman, in John 3:3, except a man or woman is born again, you can't even see the kingdom of heaven. Then verse 5, listen what he said. He said, you must be born of water. That's the washing of the word. Remember, he talks about the washing of the word. He comes in with the word. You must be born of water and of the Spirit. That's the Holy Spirit. That's the new birth. He raised Christ from the dead. You receive Jesus. He raised you from the dead. And I heard that for the first time. I said, what? And I ran down to the front and they said, we're going to pray for you if you want to be saved. If you want to receive Jesus, if you want to become a child of God, you couldn't hold me back. And I had to bypass so much trash, so much, oh my God, you think about it. Sometimes what we've got going on in our heads, it's just a loud, clanging, big, bad sound. And then you go for an innocent game of golf. I'm just going to play golf. I've got a few friends, Christians, not in this church, but Christians. And boy, they tell you about all they've got, all they're taking. Where are they going to get it healed? How are they getting it healed? And they brag with each other about how sick they are. And I'm here for a game of golf, guys, not teaching you. You hear it wherever you go. Go to work and listen. Go to school and listen. Go wherever you want and go to some churches and listen. And the pastor stand up and say, oh, I'm so sick. We get sick. Pastors do get sick. But we don't advertise it. We don't glorify the devil. We say, you know what? I'm being attacked by a symptom, but I'm standing in faith. Agree with me. Amen. If the pastor saying, oh, I can't afford it. Well, then how are you going to do it? How can I teach you if I haven't been there?
That's right.
I love you guys very much. I hope you love me. Yes. You have to love me because it's in the Word of God. Amen. So when God's word is spoken and faith is produced, people like that Roman outsider centurion are encouraged, strengthened, and emboldened to reach out for God's healing power for themselves and for others. He didn't reach out for himself. He reached out for his servant whom he loved. He went to Jesus. Now watch here. Yes, something very, very important. Amen. Verse 3, look at it. When he heard about Jesus, he sent elders of the Jews to him. You've got to understand certain protocols. There are protocols to coming in a church. There's protocols to talking to a minister. There are protocols to your job at work. There are protocols on the road that you drive. There are certain laws and rules and things you have to follow, or else you can end up bumping your head and getting hurt. How many of you believe that's true?
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter has equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider. They are your Wrangler Pro Rodeo and Horseman headquarters. They also have a boot department with Ariat, Double H, Carolina, Justin, Rocky Durango, Danpost, Lucchese boots, along with Minnetonka moccasins and Stetson.